Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good buddy David Dossie back on the show. David is he is the intellectual property attorney in our brain trust. He's my corporate intellectual property attorney. That means he sends me invoices, and he helps us with all of our stuff, and he helps us on the show with helping small business owners just like you pay more attention to the intangible assets that you have, all the intangible assets. And every year that goes by, increasingly, the assets that you will depend upon more and more every year are intangible. And that's the reason why you need to have a good intellectual property attorney, formerly known as patent attorneys, at the ready. David Dossie, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you back. Hey, David, there's a new law that has passed recently that I'd like for you to bring us up to date on.
Sure. Back in September, President Obama signed the America Invents Act, and people have said this is the most significant revamping of patent law in the past 50 years. So it's pretty significant when you consider 50 years ago.
That's about when you started practicing law, isn't it?
but it's I think overall it's going to be good for, you know, the goal was to improve the U.S. patent system and to harmonize it more with other countries' patent systems. And overall effect, I think it's going to be good for small business. So it's something to be excited about.
And wait
about.
A minute, why? Since our patent system's been around longer than theirs, right, most of theirs, shouldn't they be harmonizing with us? I'm feeling a little American. I feel like we're being dissed here a little bit in America.
Well, unfortunately, there were a few aspects of the U.S. patent system that stood apart from essentially everywhere else in the world. And we were a first to invent patent system, whereas virtually every other country was what's called a first-to-file patent system. So you always heard about races to the patent office in the old day where someone would get their application filed 2 hours before another guy filed his application.
Even though they hadn't actually invented, they just had the idea.
Right. And the American system has always been first-invent, where if that happened and you could prove that you truly did invent it earlier, that you had priority. And That's one of the shifts, and so on March 16th, 2013, America will become a modified first-to-file system rather than first-invent, and it's still the first inventor to file, and this is the aspect of it.
I'm a little confused. I'm confused, David. Why isn't first-to-invent a better plan than first-to-file?
Well, I think that most people in America have always thought it is, but it adds uncertainty that you could file your patent application and someone else file 6 months later, and then they file some affidavits where they submit evidence where they swear behind your filing date, and then they get priority. So there was a lot of uncertainty there. By making it a simple matter of what was the date that the papers hit the Patent and Trademark Office, or the electronic files were filed, it adds a certain degree of certainty.
So you're saying first to file is going to be the priority, but then you still have to prove if you're challenged, you still have to prove that you actually were the inventor of this thing and not you didn't steal it from somebody else.
Right. And That's the one aspect of, that's a very minor, the media loves that aspect of it, whereas the net effect is pretty insignificant. That currently the Patent Office has a system called interferences, where if this priority issue comes up, you can file an interference action, and while the media thinks that this shift first file is huge, the reality is there have been approximately 50 interference actions filed every year for the past decade. So it's a very, very minute.
That's pretty small.
Yes, considering the number of hundreds of thousands of applications filed every year,
right.
it's really not a huge issue.
David, hold on to that thought. Folks, we're talking about the America Invents Act, which is just signed into law back in September. And David's been giving us a little tour of that act. And it's the largest, biggest changes to the patent process in 50 years in America. So we're going to talk about this some more after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.